On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, it's the process of wagering something of value on an event of an uncertain outcome with the intent of winning money or a prize. In Bluegrass Land, it's a surefire way to addiction, violence, death, divorce, and general ruination. I'm Dave Higgs, and with the help of Peter Rowan, the Lonely Heartstrings Band, Aaron Marshall, the Masters High Range, and the Hillbenders, we'll be playing cards, rolling the dice, spinning the wheel, and otherwise gambling our money away. Coming up this, we cannot change the cards we are dealt, just how we play the hand, edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. A gambler is a man who makes his living out of hope, which always springs eternal. He's a man who almost always has a bad case of the blues. This is Mountain Heart.
Got the mean old gambler's blues. Lord, I'm feeling bad. Lost my money in a poker game the last time that I had. Last time that I had.
And lock me in a dirty old cell, but they give me a number for my name. 'Twas a number that I love so well. It is 3 7s and 11. That's a good hand. I knowed right then that I'd won again, for I'm a natural born gambling man. On the day that I got my pardon, the warden, he says to me,
son, why don't you take some good advice and let that old gambling be?
I says, now you look a here, Mr. Warden, let's me and you just play one hand, and I'll bet you 10 that you can't win, for I'm a natural born gambling man. I'm a natural born gambling man. Yeah, natural born gambling man. Old Jody picked the cotton in the forks of the branch. I'm a natural born gambling man.
Doc Watson with the Merle Travis tune, Natural Born Gamblin' Man, from his Doc and the Boys release. And Mountain Heart was in front with Gambler's Blues from their No Other Way outing, because if you gamble, you will lose. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown and a look at gambling, which, based on the number of tunes written about the subject, runs rampant throughout Bluegrass land, where apparently not only freedom and the banjos ring, but the sound of tumbling dice, spinning roulette wheels, racing horses, shuffling cards, and firing guns as well. In Bluegrass land, certain things just seem to go together, like Lester and Earl, picking and singing, drunk and disorderly, alcohol and more alcohol. Add to that list roving and gambling. This is Peter Rowan and perhaps the best known high blue and lonesome gambling song of them all.
I am a roving gambler. I've gambled all around. Wherever I meet with a deck of cards, I lay my money down.
Lay my money down.
I had not been in London many more weeks than three. I fell in love with a pretty little girl, and she fell in love with me.
Fell in love with me.
Daughter, oh dear daughter, how can you treat me so? Leave your dear old mama and with a gambler go. Mama, dear old mama, please try to understand. If you ever see me coming back, I'll be with a gambling man.
With a gambler man, with a gambler man.
It's around the world we rambled till we landed in Spain. I met up with a gambling man and we got in a poker game.
Got in a poker game.
We threw the money in the pot and we dealt the cards around. I caught him dealing from the bottom of the deck, so I shot the gambler down.
Shot the gambler down.
Now I'm in the jailhouse, got a number, not a name. The warden said that he slammed the door, you've gambled your last game, boy.
Gambled your last game.
I've been most every place, most all the gamblers in this world, I've met them face to face. My mother tried to warn me, don't lead that gambler's life. Son, you better quit your rambling round and marry a sweet loving wife. I fell in love with a fair young maid. I thought she loved me too. But oh, alas, how sad to find she proved to be untrue. She proved to be untrue. I loved that girl with all my heart. She was all the world to me. But oh, how sad, alas, to find she cared no more for me. I rambled around the countrysides, and I've tramped through Tennessee. 10,000 maids I met, I guess, but none of them for me. Oh, I ramble around those countrysides, and I gamble in those towns. I guess I'll ramble and gamble on till the polls shoot me down. Now I'm a wreck upon life's sea. Alone I'll pay the cost. I gambled in the game of love. I played my heart and lost. I've gambled high in many stakes, up to those stars above, but never lost as heavy as I did in the game of love. No, I never lost as heavy as I did in the game of love.
Heartbreak and gambling often go together. Aaron Marshall and Carl Jones in a Delmore Brothers classic, Ramblin' Gambler, from their Sweet Memories Never Leave disc. She's left him, and consequently he'll be ramblin' and gamblin' till he dies. And Peter Rowan began matters with The Rovin' Gambler, as heard on his Sugar Hill classic, The Walls of Time. Another rambler gambler is Ramblin' Gamblin' Willie, perhaps the greatest gambler of them all. He had 27 kids and no wives, but spreads his money around, taking care of them all. This is the Lonely Heartstring Band.
All you roving gamblers, and a story I will tell about the greatest gambler. You all should know him well. His name was Will O'Connell, and he gambled all his life. He had 27 children, yet he's never had a wife. And it's ride, Willie, ride, roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody really knows. Well, he gambled in the White House and in the railroad yard. Wherever there was people, there was Willie and his cards. He had the reputation as the gamblest man around. Wives would keep their husbands home when Willie came to town. And it's ride, Willie, ride, roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody really knows. sailing down the Mississippi to a town called New Orleans. Still talking about that poker game on the Jackson River Queen. I've come to win some money, gambling Willie says. By the time the game ended up, the whole damn boat was his. And it's ride, Willie, ride, roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody really knows. Oh, but Willie had a heart of gold, and this I know is true. He supported all his children and all their mothers too. He wore no rings or fancy things like other gamblers wore. He spread his money far and wide to help the sick and poor. And it's ride, Willie, ride, roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody really knows. He shot poor Willie through the head, which was a tragic fate. When Willie's cards fell on the floor, they were aces back with eights. And it's ride, Willie, ride, roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody really knows. So come all you roving gamblers, wherever you might be. Moral of the story, well, it's very plain to see. Make your money while you can before you have to stop. Or when you pull that dead man's hand, your gambling days are up. And it's ride, Willie, ride, roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody really knows.
The Lonely Heartstring Band singing Ramblin' Gamblin' Willie, a tune that originally appeared on the first printing of Bob Dylan's Freewheelin' album, but was then inexplicably left off of any subsequent printings. It ended up reappearing on various bootleg releases and on the Lonely Heartstring Band's rounder release, Deep Waters. It makes for a mighty nice bluegrass song. We'll leave it to the masters, that's CMH Supergroup, Eddie Adcock, Kenny Baker, Josh Graves, and Jesse McReynolds, to whisk us through our upcoming break with a little bit of the Ramblin' Gamblin' Rag, swiped from their self-titled effort. Higgs, and we'll be meeting a highway gambler, Kentucky gambler, broke down gambler, and a gambling girl immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back with High Range, who, as usual, have some good advice. Gambling girls is trouble. Don't fall in love with one, because she'll take all your money and leave you blue.
Now gather round, boys, let me tell you a tale about a girl that I once had. She was tall and handsome, with long dark curls. Just one thing, boys, she was a gambling girl. Just one thing, boys, she was a gambling girl. Way down by the river in late July, she was walking, she caught my eye. We started talking about old times. There she swore she would be mine. There she swore she would be mine. Barroom, we were playing around. Dealer gets up, who sat down? That gal of mine, sweet as can be. Then she said, boys, what will it be? Then she said, boys, what will it be? Well, two cards down, blackjack's the game. One ace showing, and I had the same. I bet too high and I sure paid. She won it all by the end of the game. She won it all by the end of the game. Nowhere to be found. Some folks said she had left town. Took all my money and my heart too. And I sure was a gambling fool. And I sure was a gambling fool. So listen here, boys, to my demise. Don't ever gaze into false eyes. She may be the prettiest in the world. Don't fall in love with a gambling girl. Don't fall in love with a gambling girl.
Gamble. sauce. Love is a gamble, and everybody plays that game. Brother, listen to what I say. Sister, get it through your head. Love's a gamble.
Cedar Hill singing about the highest stakes game of them all, love. Because it's played with the heart, you can always get your money back, but you might not be able to get your heart back. That was Love is a Gamble, a Tom T and Miss Dixie tune from the group's Miss Dixie, Tom and Me recording. And High Range was immediately prior with Gamblin' Girl from their Rural Root release, Shoulder to the Wheel. In Bluegrass Land, gamblers come in many guises. Here are two. The Hillbenders singing about the Highway Gambler, followed by the Gibson Brothers and the Kentucky Gambler. Spoiler alert, both lose everything.
God will help to ease your pain. You had a high school sweetheart, made her a wife. 50 grand a year, working on the railroad line. Whiskey train pulls in, you took it for a ride. Highway gambler, live a life of sin. Waiting at the station, Lord, to ride that train again.
Thank you. four kids and a wife, and a job in a dark Kentucky mine. A 20-acre farm, shacky house and barn, that's all I had and all I left behind. But at gambling I was lucky, and so I left Kentucky, and left behind my woman and my kids. Into the gay casino in Nevada's town of Reno, this Kentucky gambler plan to get rich quick. Kentucky gambler, who's gonna love your woman in Kentucky, and who's gonna be the one to give her everything she needs? Kentucky gambler, who's gonna raise your children in Kentucky, who's gonna keep them fed and put them shoes on their feet? Lady Luck was on my side, and this Kentucky gambler played just right. I wanted everything I played, I really thought I had it made, but I should have quit and gone on home that night. But when you love the greenback dollar, sorrow's always bound to follow, and Reno's dreams turn into neon ember. And Lady Luck, she'll lead you on, she'll stay a while and then she's gone. Better go on home, Kentucky gambler. Kentucky gambler, who's gonna love your woman in Kentucky? And who's gonna be the one to give her everything she needs? Kentucky gambler, who's gonna raise your children in Kentucky? But who's gonna keep them fed and put them shoes on their feet? Fever, I played on. I played till I'd lost all I'd won. I was right back where I started from, then I started wanting to go home. Kentucky gambler, ain't nobody waiting in Kentucky. When I ran out, somebody else walked in. Kentucky gambler, looks like you ain't really very lucky. And it seems to me a gambler loses much more than he wins.
The worst gambling losses are not necessarily monetary in nature. The Gibson Brothers, in the sad tale of a man who not only lost all his money, but his family as well. That was Kentucky Gambler, a Dolly Parton tune that Merle Haggard made famous. Eric and Lee Do It Proud on their Spread Your Wings CD. And the Hillbenders were in the leadoff spot with Highway Gambler, another man who lost it all, leading a life of gambling-fueled sin on their Down to My Last Dollar release. We'll hand the rosin and the bow off to the Killer Grits to take us on through our break with a killer version of Broke Down Gambler, originally recorded by Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers back in 1930. David Bass and the boys do a righteous rendering on their Midnight on the Run project. Thank you. I'm Dave Higgs, and you can bet your bottom dollar the gambling tunes will continue flying out of your radio, unabated and unrestrained, upon our return from our looming break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We have returned with North Carolina's Town Mountain in tow, who are fixing to sing about yet another state-specific gambler, the Arkansas Gambler, a gambler and traveler by trade.
Arkansas. got your mammy, I'm told you 6 months ago. Keep on your coat and hat, be ready to go. Worry rolling and gambling, picking up chips for mammy, Lord, Lord, Lord. Take a beat out, Sam, stick him in the butt, take a beat out, Sam, stick him in the butt. That hall, been in that courthouse, the worst place of all. Hurry, road, and gambling, pick it up, cheap for mammy, Lord, Lord, Lord. Said that bitch, you gotta eat that sin. Johnny, get your whiskey cutter, here come the wind. Bitch, you gotta eat that sin. Johnny, get your whiskey cutter, here come the wind. Cars on the roadside, cars on the track. Spend all my money, no way to get back. Hurry, roadin' and gambling, picking up chips for mammy, Lord, Lord, Lord. Take a beat out, Sam, pick him in the butt, take a beat out, Sam, stick him in the butt.
None other than the great Uncle Dave Macon himself, demonstrating why he was an early Opry favorite with Railroading and Gambling, which you can find most expeditiously on Dave's monumental Bear Family box set, Keep My Skillet Good and Greasy. Railroading and Gambling, two of the best pastimes a feller could ever experience. And Town Mountain led off the inning with Arkansas Gambler from their Lo-Hi recording, Southern Crescent. You're hearing the ins and outs, along with the downs and outs of bluegrassical gambling, thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where The Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs posted at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. In bluegrass land, the lifespan of a gambler seems to be a bit on the short side, as most seem to end up getting shot or drinking themselves to death. Sometimes, only at the point of death, does the gambling man realize that the devil has his soul. This is Ferris and Jason Romero.
The mother heard her son was dancing, Lord, let me go. This boy done broke his mother's heart, and she fell dead on the floor, crying, where is the gambling man? Tell me where the poor boy gone. Where is the gambling man? Tell me where the poor boy gone. Now, boys are boys who stood by me through all kinds of games. Now you've gone and left me, and you ought to be ashamed, crying, where gambling man, tell me where the poor boy gone. Where is the gambling man? Tell me where the poor boy gone. Now this man, he gambled struck, and then he threw them dice and cards away, crying, where is the gambling man? Tell me where the poor boy gone. Where is the gambling man? Tell me where the poor boy gone. These dice and cards is burning my hand, and I believe it well. If you don't throw them dice away, we'll see you in the poor boy gone? Where is the gambling man? Tell me where the poor boy gone.
After the fall.
Ronnie Arbo of Salamander Crossing fame and Daisy Mayhem, the group she formed after the members of Salamander went their separate ways, with Eve from Ronnie's Gambling Eden release, a reference to a line in that tune. Eve gambled Eden away. And Ferris and Jason Romero launched the set with Where is the Gambling Man, which can be heard on their A Passing Glimpse outing. That song is based on an old Alan Lomax recording of old-timer Jim Williams. Well, I think we're just about gambled out, for this program at least. We'll give banjoist Dick Weissman the last say, and he'll take us on home with Gamblin' Jack, an old Jelly Roll Morton tune from Dick's Kicking Mule project, Modern Banjo, Mountain Style. Pianist, composer, bandleader, gambler, pool hall hustler, procurer, nightclub owner, Jelly Roll Morton originally waxed Gamblin' Jack in October 1930 in a session for RCA Victor in New York City. Kind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be continuing our gambling ways with Doc Watson, Vernon McIntyre, the Nashville Bluegrass Band, and Norman Blake. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be examining the Gambler's Lament, Yodel, Luck, and Dying Words, along with exposing the sacrilege of gambling on the Sabbath day on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.